Dr. Simon, I'd like to include a note for Miss Judy Nance, N-A-N-C-E, first of all, G-A-U-D-Y. Today's date is 1/5/17/2013. Patient is a 68-year-old Caucasian female, comes to the clinic with number one, sore throat, number two, congestion in her nose, number three, sinus congestion, number four, pleural edema, number five, scratchy throat, number six, post-nasal drip, number seven, malaise, lethargy, fatigue, number eight, slight cough, number nine, panis, with some yeast minimal in her lower abdomen, number 10, Parkinson's disease, sees Dr. Ehrlich, number 11, glucose intolerance, number 12, osteopenia, number 13, vitamin D deficiency, number 14, hyperlipidemia, number 15, mitral girdation, tricuspid girdation, aortic insufficiency, diastolic dysfunction, number 16, hyperthyroidism, CC, Dr. Sanson, S-A-N-S-O-N, number 17, peripheral vascular disease, slash PAD, number 18, goiter, number 19, L-spine spondylosis, number 20, T-spine spondylosis, number 21, right mastectomy, history of breast cancer. Patient comes to the clinic with the aforementioned problem. She has sinusitis, slash pharyngitis. I'm going to give her a Z-Pack, saltwater gargling, Vicks vapor rub, Allegra 180 Q day, Mucinex 1200 twice a day. We'll give her some Flonase 2 sprays each nostril Q day. We'll refill her folic acid. I'm going to go ahead and refill her carbidopa, a little bit dopa, and her Meripex as well, period. Meripex is going to be 0.5 rems Q, TID, carbolovidopa 25/100, TID, folic acid 1 milligram Q day. Patient with bilateral lower extremity edema with varicose veins. I'm going to do a bilateral lower extremity venous Doppler, true on the DVT. Risk factors include venous insufficiency, varicose veins, edema. Also do an echo of her heart to rule out any kind of heart pathology. Patient has history of valvular disease. We'll check stability of valves. She's got fetal edema, rule out any worsening left ventricles, rule out any decrease in left ventricle systolic function. I'd like to make sure her EF is intact. Rule out any worsening diastolic dysfunction, rule out any worsening valvular disease.